brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is April 12th, 2011 on this live Tuesday edition. On screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers is the front page of the Drudge Report. Yesterday afternoon, we posted a new video that surfaced yesterday afternoon that was shot in just the last few days. 6-year-old girl groped, then drug tested by TSA. We sent the story to Drudge, and I'm glad that he linked to the YouTube video. 6-year-old girl groped, then drug tested by TSA. We've got the new video plus a large list of other news articles about similar events and other videos, and it's a little 6-year-old girl, and the TSA agent grabs her between the legs, sticks her hands in her pants. It is horrifying. And this morning, I was on Coast to Coast AM last night, and this morning when I got up, my wife hadn't seen it yet, and sometimes we have slight debates about the fact that I don't want to fly with the children, and she concurs. But then she says, but I still want to travel. We never go anywhere. And I said, here, watch this. What would happen if they tried to do this to one of our children, our 3-year-old, our 6-year-old daughters, our 8-year-old son? And she said, that's right. We better not fly. I have had TSA security try to do this to me one time, and I got very angry and told them, no way. And in that case, they left me alone. Other people, they will tell them, leave the airport then, and they then trigger a law, a federal regulation, and charge you with an $11,000 fine. Kind of like public schools say, oh, you won't take the vaccines? We're going to kick you out. And then we're going to charge you with truancy for not being in school. There's no law to take vaccines, but they all do it through deceptive criminal manipulation. So you won't let us stick our hands down your pants or fondle your 1-year-old or your 6-year-old? Get out of here. We're your master. And then you leave, and then they charge you later. This is how the criminal mind works. Goons, not even trained, not sworn peace officers. A sworn peace officer can't do this type of stuff. We've had district attorneys on to break that down. This is criminal. But the feds don't care. They don't care how angry you get. They don't care if this hurts the airlines. This is about breaking your will. And all over the country, the federal government is lobbying and promising billions of dollars per major state, hundreds of millions for smaller states. They're promising Texas several billion dollars in highway funds. Just like they say, the feds say what the speed limit is, and if the state doesn't agree, you don't get the money. They're saying Texas had better pass warrantless checkpoints or you won't get your money. And here's the headline, Texas could get sobriety checkpoints. That's always the excuse. It's always about stopping drunk drivers. But then in 800-plus cities, illegal aliens can be pulled over drunk with no insurance, no driver's license. They're let go on record. Wachovia and Wells Fargo can launder $376 billion in drug money and run the drug aircraft, lease the drug aircraft. Nobody gets in trouble. Foreign banks can rob tens of trillions of dollars from us. DynCorp Halliburton can run giant child kidnapping rings. It can come out in Congress. No one gets in trouble. But then the citizens have the book literally dropped on us. And we have the biggest prison population in the world. And now, since it came out yesterday in the Chicago Tribune that multiple school districts in Chicago do not allow parents to pack any lunch. Not bananas, not grapes, not spinach, nothing. Because you can't be trusted. They actually said, parents can't be trusted. So they're going to put their hands down your children's pants. They're not going to let you pack their lunch. You are a prisoner. You're here to biologically supply them a new slave who will promptly be trained how to submit to slavery. This is slavery induction. We're going to get into the latest Fukushima. It's huge. The economy, it's all coming up. Stay with us.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations is a Trojan horse to America? They're bent on the destruction of our national sovereignty, and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are in league with them. Obama and Clinton filed a grievance against the United States concerning human rights violations. If we accept the United Nations norm for human rights, we'll lose our national sovereignty. They hate Arizona for upholding our laws. They want illegal aliens in this country. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Again, it is Tuesday. It is the 12th day of April, 2011. And coming up in the last 40 minutes of the next hour, Dr. Bob Bowman, nuclear physicist, will be joining us to discuss Fukushima. They are now telling the world what we knew more than 3 weeks ago and what we broke down here more than 3 weeks ago, just a week or so into the disaster, that this is as bad as Chernobyl, or many times worse, as Dr. Christopher Busby has stated, one of the leading radiation crises researchers in Europe. He'll also be joining us coming up for 30 minutes in the third hour today. I hate to be right, but governments always tend to act the same. They engage in deception. They engage in manipulation. And here's the big news flash. All over the United States, in milk, in water supplies, now they're picking up higher and higher levels of radiation. And as you know, the EPA's response to this is to say, let us not eat cake, let us drink and eat radiation. They're just raising the levels that they say are safe. This is because a criminal culture of denial has seeped into every level of government in this country. And we're going to be going over all of that today. In fact, here is just some of those headlines, but we'll get into it in great detail with Dr. Bob Bowman and Dr. Christopher Busby. Christopher Busby, of course, is a chemical physicist. Dr. Bob Bowman has 3 degrees in nuclear physics and aeronautics as the former head of the Star Wars weapons system program. Going through some of these headlines, Fukushima introduces deadly strontium into the environment. Japan ups nuke crisis severity to match Chernobyl as a number 7. Nuclear crises are listed from a 1 to a 7, 7 being the worst known crises. Again, here's CNBC. Japan raises nuclear crisis the same level as Chernobyl. Here's another story out of Reuters. Slight amounts of strontium found near crippled Japan nuclear power plant. Here's another headline. TEPCO wary of Fukushima radiation leak exceeding Chernobyl. And they're back with more lies, saying, well, it's listed as bad as Chernobyl, but we've only released 10% as much as Chernobyl. And then they go on to say, we had containment facilities around these reactors. Ladies and gentlemen, you saw the outer containment shells blow sky high in reactor 1 and 3. The others all extremely damaged as well, with explosions and fires and ongoing smoking and off and on evacuations and more earthquakes hitting yesterday. And the New York Times confirming from Japanese government documents, hundreds of thousands of the 600,000 plus fuel rods, spent fuel rods stored on top of the reactor, spewed as far away as a mile. I mean, we could see them being ejected when reactor 3 blew up with that mushroom cloud 3,000 feet in the air. And I said, those look like fuel rods. And I had nuclear experts on and said, yes, those appear to be fuel rods. And the Japanese government responded by burying them on the spot, wherever they found them, with dirt. Forgot to turn my cell phone off. Will you guys kill that? Sorry, I normally have the phone off, but it's going off on me in here. So continuing with this information, here's another headline from Natural News, and they have links to the government's own reporting systems. Fukushima radiation taints U.S. milk supplies at levels 300% higher than EPA maximums. But the issue here is, depending on what type of radioactive isotope, they've raised the different isotopes from 1,000 times safe levels to 24,000 plus times, almost 25,000 times safe levels. And so their response is to simply raise the levels. And, of course, it's come out now in ABC News, as a listener pointed out yesterday, and we pulled it up. In fact, will you guys print me that ABC News article? You just search the term Simi Valley Meltdown, and you'll get ABC News. They've just now decided to tell us that there was a reactor, the first power reactor in the U.S. in the early 1950s that completely melted down, and they kept it secret from the public and radiated that area. Here are the numbers from the state governments collated by Natural News. Again, this is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by Ethan A. Huff. This is the numbers. Los Angeles, California has highly elevated levels of different radioactive isotopes, iodine-131, cesium-134, cesium-137. And it gives you the numbers, Los Angeles, California, 0.39, and then it gives the different isotopes that have been found. Philadelphia, Baxter, Pennsylvania, 0.46 of cesium. Philadelphia, Belmont, Pennsylvania, 1.3 of cesium. People keep sending me emails saying it's cesium. There's cesium and cesium, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing. Muscle Shoals, Alabama, Niagara Falls, New York, Denver, Colorado, Detroit, Michigan, East Liverpool, Ohio, Trenton, New Jersey, Painesville, Ohio, Columbia, Pennsylvania, Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And it just goes through all these levels. Richmond, Washington, Boise, Idaho, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Cincinnati, Ohio, Watertown, New Jersey, Helena, Montana, and these are coming out of state agencies and being collated. The feds are not releasing numbers They're not testing, and the mainstream media is basically playing along with all of this to not report on what's going on. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today as well. And here is the ABC News headline. Decades later, Simi Valley nuclear meltdown still impacts lives. This is out of KABC there in Southern California. In 1959, a 2,900-acre California plant suffered a massive nuclear meltdown. It remains the worst in U.S. history for the radiation that was released. The accident at Santa Susana Field Laboratory, or Rocketdyne as it was known previously, left large rates of toxic contamination, radiation, and chemicals in Simi Valley and Los Angeles County neighborhoods. And then it just goes in to break down how for decades they kept it secret from the public. So it's standard default position. When there's an emergency, when there's a crisis, that the system cannot and will not help you, and they will lie to you, and then they will do everything they can to make sure that you don't learn about the crises so that you can avert the danger yourself, because they don't want any liabilities. They want to continue to build these dangerous reactors. They want to continue to mine phosphate for fertilizer production and take the byproduct, a toxic mix of sodium fluoride, arsenic, lead, mercury, uranium, and other radioactive isotopes, and dump it in your water. And then when the state agencies test the water in Texas and Alabama and other states and say, well, we've got 10 to 100 times safe levels of radioactive isotopes in the drinking water added to it, the Fed's answer is cover it up. And that, of course, I've been talking a lot about the last 3 months since that came out. We talked about them mining the phosphate that had radioactive isotopes previously and gone over those documents. But now it's clear that they're covering it up and continuing, because the policy is to add these radioactive isotopes not only to the water, because it creates massive cancers and massive infertility. And I saw another headline yesterday with government numbers. The sperm count is accelerating its drop from 87 to now close to 90%. And if this continues, it's estimated that almost all males will be completely sterile by 2025 in the United States, in Europe, in England. Globalist mission complete. And this is not an issue. Oh, no, they've got to have surveillance blimps and surveillance aircraft and the cops training your kids how to be spies and roadside checkpoints to, quote, stop drunk drivers, really train you to accept checkpoints. The TSA's got to stick their hands down your pants because, you know, you've got a lesser chance of a terrorist killing you than being dying from a bee sting, from a allergic response. You've got a better chance from dying from peanut allergies than being killed by terrorists. Those reports have been written. Those numbers have been documented. They don't care. It's all about, but isn't a scary man with a beard, isn't it fun to get scared and beg the government to have men in black uniforms come take care of you? Isn't it fun to have all these cameras surveilling you and controlling you? So that's just some of the news and reports that we have on that front. Also in the economy, you know, over the weekend, George Soros told Bloomberg, and we played the clip yesterday, that the dollar is already not the world reserve currency and is being phased out, and that was the consensus developed by the private and government banker heads at the Bretton Woods meeting in New Hampshire over the weekend. And he's continued by telling the news that the country could actually absorb more debt. Well of course, he gets the free insider trading fiat instruments for nothing, and then he induces government minions to go deeper into debt to his system and his coterie system, and he gets the world for free. So of course you can absorb more debt. And Ron Paul has come out and pointed out that of the $37 to $40 billion that was cut, those were cuts that had already been agreed on last year, and that most of it was just leftover money and things from highway projects, and that nothing's being changed. They're just manipulating the numbers, because that's what the Republican and Democratic leadership want. They're not screwing up. They want you to drink uranium. They want you to be bankrupt. They want to bankrupt.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market? Real estate? Metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
During the break, Jaron was asking, hey, have any of the Fukushima 50 gotten sick? And I said, search it. And there is the Daily Mail out of England with the headline, three of Fukushima 50 rushed to hospital with radiation poisoning as panicked Tokyo residents clear shop shelves of bottled water. That was from a couple weeks ago on March 24th. And, of course, the director of the plant has been in and out of the hospital, but they won't ever really say why. Undoubtedly, Japan admittedly has engaged in a cover-up. The governor of that state, the prefecture of Fukushima, has said there's been a cover-up. And we've been trying to translate and go over the local Japanese news. And there have been some reports of people with red faces and vomiting. But when you've got the Japanese government covering up, when you've got our government raising safe radiation levels, this is a big, big deal. And it shows how these bureaucrats think we're stupid, that they can just raise safe radiation levels and then it's out of sight, out of mind. And, oh, it is as bad as what happened at Chernobyl, but it's not as bad as what happened at Chernobyl. All right, that said, I want to get into the TSA. If you go up to Infowars.com, we posted this yesterday afternoon, and then the Drudge Report picked it up today. Six-year-old girl groped, then drug tested by TSA. And Drudge has the big headline linked in red with the headline that the TSA is still groping children. And I'm not going to play the video here. Quite frankly, I've watched it two or three times. It's very painful to watch. If you want to go see the video, it's at Infowars.com. And this is the face of what America has turned into, the incredibly over-the-top behavior of newborn babies, two-year-old boys, six-year-old girls being pulled out. And I witnessed this when I was in San Jose back late last year, flying back from Santa Cruz where I gave a speech. I also went out there to be part of the History Channel's show on Bohemian Grove, killed two birds with one stone. And I noticed that it was only women and children they were searching and putting through scanners. And they'd put them through scanners, and then they'd grope them. And I've noticed this when I fly other places. They like to target groups that won't resist, that won't talk back. And, of course, the low-level bureaucrats, the minimum wage goons, violating people, inducting them into slavery, they don't understand what they're doing. They believe it's really to stop terrorists, most of them. Others are perverts and control freaks, has been evidenced by how many TSA workers have been arrested for pedophilia, trying to rape women, going crazy, declaring themselves God, and stripping down naked and running around. They take people that couldn't keep a job at McDonald's and teach them that there's terrorists around every corner, and then they tell them, search all the women, search the little children, because they will submit, and we're here to break their will. And that's basically what's going on, and they intend to just continue to throw this in our face till we become acclimated. I remember 10 years ago, there was a article out of one of the Chicago papers, and then following it, I found the minutes of a big symposium they were having in Chicago of the RFID manufacturers of the world, the radio frequency identification devices. And at this big event, this conference, or more than a conference, it was a convention. At the convention, there were the minutes of the head of it, and they said, our studies show that 87% of Americans are extremely upset about RFID. But our studies also show that if we just force it in, and that if we do it in a unified way, they will finally break and submit to it and then accept it. And that's the mindset. And I was flying to New York to be on The View and some other TV stations a few months ago. They flew me up there in first class because it was on their dime. I demanded it. ABC's The View. And I was sitting next to a banker, a head banker of a major U.S. bank. And he figured out who I was. We were having a polite argument for the 2.5-hour flight. And he just looked at me and he said, Alex, people just muddle through things. People just put up with things. And that's why you're not going to have a big resistance in this country. So their attitude is, hey, we're going to pull your six-year-old out of line. We're going to sit there and stick our hands down their pants. We're going to grab their crotch. We're going to do it to your wife, and we're going to do it to you. And we're going to put you in a radiation beaker. Now, here's the big issue. If they've already gotten to this point, what comes next? Let me tell you what's coming next on the other side of this quick break. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. Got a lot of other important news coming up as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. The way they've always done before.
So, our will is being broken. Our police are being federalized. The TSA is now making good on their promise to expand checkpoints on the highways, bus stations, train stations of the country. Public schools all over the country, not just in Chicago, are banning parents packing their children's lunches because they can't be trusted. And the state is saying, your children belong to us. The Supreme Court has ruled that prosecutors can withhold evidence, knowing you're innocent, and frame you and send you to even death row to be executed. And the list goes on and on. So what comes next if they're already putting you through naked body scanners and then adding the pat-downs on top of it? They're building an army of people that think this is normal. They're training the general population that it's normal. And what comes next? Well, Bill Clinton signed an executive order that I cover in my film, America Destroyed by Design, that I made in 1997,
They put it on the books, never implemented it, to start urine, blood, or other tissue sample testing when you get a driver's license. Last year, we saw an article out of the Washington Post about how great it is that they're going to start HIV testing when you get your driver's license in the District of Columbia. They're passing through Agenda 21. Even if Congress doesn't pass the law, the feds, with their unfunded mandates, come in and basically force the states, not just here, but all over the world, with the continuity of agenda to start international regulations on zoning of homes, on building of a new barn, on what type of crops you can grow. They're now saying that farmers can put off no dust when they till the soil, but then the big agribusiness, they get waivers for it. All over the country, they're moving to make you get a license to have a garden in your own backyard in California and areas of Oklahoma. Classical slavery. You don't pack your child a lunch. We're allowed to frame you. Even if we get caught, we don't get in trouble. You've got to get a permit to have a garden. You can't give your neighbor milk you got from your own cow. This is the control grid. And then I have this article out today from Post Media. UN document would give Mother Earth same rights as humans. Now, you see, cockroaches, there are more cockroaches than there are humans. There are more insects than there are humans. There are more plants than there are humans. And see, they don't get to vote themselves, but the UN will vote for them. Oh, you still get your rights, but they're trumped if the carbon dioxide coming out of a coal plant, if we say it's toxic waste, now we're going to put a tax on it paid directly to the private banks and people like George Soros. Bolivia will this month table a draft of United Nations treaty giving Mother Earth the same rights as humans, having just passed a domestic law that does the same for bugs, trees, and all other natural things in the South American country. But don't worry, you can pay taxes to still be able to chop down those crops and bring them to market. But those food plants do have rights, and so do the insects. The bid aims to have the UN recognize the Earth as a living entity that humans have sought to dominate and exploit to the point that the well-being and existence of many beings in it is now threatened. And they can argue the Earth's got some problems, even though it was born out of fire and is very resilient, but they're not stopping genetically engineered crops that change the entire biosphere. No, that's racing forward. They're not stopping chimera cross-species mammals being mixed with plants and insects. They're not stopping cows that produce human milk that are part human. They're not stopping spiders and goats that have been mixed together with spider goats to create body armor in their milk. They're not stopping all the superconducting super colliders engaged in very dangerous experiments that they admit could damage or even destroy the planet. I mean, they developed the atomic theory 111 years ago. What do you think they have now? None of this has anything to do with protecting the planet. Just like pulling a six-year-old over who's wearing a tight shirt and little pants, clearly doesn't have a bomb or drugs, and the TSA woman for several minutes squeezes her arm, squeezes her leg, sticks her hands between her legs, squeezes her, goes in her pants. You can watch the video at Infowars.com. Six-year-old girl groped, then drug tested by TSA. And then the woman says, okay, now I'm going to lead you over here. It's time for the drug test. And you hear the little girl saying, I don't want to do this. You hear some other children watching who were waiting because, again, from what I've witnessed, it's mainly women and children they do this to, women and children first, into the inferno of tyranny. And you hear children saying, I don't want them to do that to my clothes. I don't know. No. I mean, imagine sometimes you'll see a little cousin or something you haven't seen in a month, and you'll run over when they're two or three and say, give me a hug, and they're shy. I've even, with my son and two daughters, they would go through brief periods, generally when they were about 2 years old, that I'd been gone all day. And sometimes I'd say, give me a hug, give me a kiss. And they'd say, Mommy, no, and be shy. Or my parents would come over, who they see every week, and they would, run and hug Mommy. I mean, that's just how children are, even with their own parents sometimes. But now, in a big airport with all these adults around, all these people looking and lights and big machines and people in authoritative uniforms with their obese pot bellies hanging over, taking your child, and parents sometimes have said, no, don't do that, and they'll shove the parents back and get back. We've got a bunch of the newscasts posted under this new video where that's happened, and the child will start crying, and they'll rip the shirt off. Or a woman, they'll pull her blouse off in Amarillo, and she'll start crying, and then the men come over and say, man, you've got really nice breasts, so she won a lawsuit. I mean, they just think everything is their authority. They think they're God, just strutting around in a government bureaucrat riot, an orgy of oppression against us. And they just continue it and continue it and continue it and continue it against us, and they're not going to stop until we say no. If they get away with this, the sky is the limit. And they've basically already reached the sky. They've already gone past with social engineering what any other government's ever done. I talk a lot about this because it's such a big deal, but every month or so I see articles, and it's always an unannounced school safety drill angered parents and children. The elementary students were taken into the parking lot and then told that terrorists who were against public schools were attacking. Police dressed as part of the federally funded drill in camouflage began to scream, we're going to kill you because we don't like public school students. Associated Press, Michigan, did it all over the state. And then the police are on there going, now, wait a minute. We got a federal grant, and the federal grant says this is how we do it. What, Alabama 2 weeks ago? Unannounced drill, telling the kids they're going to kill them, and that they were adults, i.e. parents, against illegal immigration. And so the idea is, oh, a pro-gun group attacked the school today. A pro-sovereignty group attacked the school today. A pro-homeschooling group attacked the school. And I've had the teachers on with their lawyers where they come out to the portable building, men in uniforms or camo, and take them out in the woods and say, now we're going to execute you. And the people all have nervous breakdowns. The kids have nightmares. But most of the parents don't want to accuse the authority figures of engaging in a mass re-education camp brainwashing situation. So they twist it and say, those dirty homeschoolers, we had to do it because the homeschoolers want to blow the school up. And sometimes they, again, roll in a bus or a car, and they set it on fire, and it blows up in front of everyone. This is on the news. They even blow a car up in front of the little kids. In fact, when I asked you to search that yesterday, I know I keep going back to this. Did you find the article where they make them, the school wanted to be more realistic, so while the masked gunman went through the school for 8 hours, being played by the local police, the children were not allowed to eat lunch and had to use the bathroom in trash cans. And then the school principal was on the news going, we wanted this to be as realistic as possible during a true lockdown. We understand this can be seen as traumatic, but it's for your safety. Anything for safety. Well, that case was about 5 years ago. I played that newscast over and over again on air. Do we ever find that during drill, children made to use the bathroom in buckets or trash cans? That was one thing we couldn't find. Well, we'll keep looking for that because I remember that happening. So all of this is going on. I mean, we're in a hardcore revolution against liberty. There's a hardcore overturning of the existing order of personal space, liberty, innocent until proven guilty. And on top of it all, I read the quotes out of the Chicago Tribune yesterday where the principal and the school spokesperson for the different Chicago school districts that are doing this saying, well, the school makes better choices. The school has better food, and we're sorry. Parents cannot be trusted to make the school lunches. I mean, the message is we own your children. And while they're in these public schools, I mean, look, if you want an example of how deceptive government is, just at the grassroots level, it's default training with the school nurse and with the assistant principal and the principal. And countless parents have called me and emailed me and said exactly what you said happened because I've experienced it over the years doing research and talking to families. They have the waiver form that's a waiver for something that isn't even a law. By color of law, they say your child hadn't been vaccinated, we're going to kick him out of school, and then once we kick him out, we're going to charge him with truancy, which itself is a fraud. There's no law to take the vaccine. Then when they kick you out of school, you're not supposed to be charged with truancy, because under the laws of the 50 states, they're universal, that's not truancy if you're kicked out. But they don't care. They've still got juvenile courts that will haul you in there. The parents have no knowledge of the law, and they will put you in juvenile hall, which will then be good criminal training for you and hopefully ruin your life. They love that and create more criminals by throwing your 12-year-old in with, you know, 15, 16, 17-year-olds. So it's this path into the prisons. The schools are designed to brainwash you, make you subservient, mainline a lot of people to go into prison. And so the parents go in and say, well, I don't have to vaccinate. There's no law. And they say, what are you talking about, Mrs. Johnson? Yes, it's the law. You're going to be suspended. And you say, I know you have that waiver form in that file cabinet. What, right there behind you? And they'll say, oh, you mean the waiver form. Yes, I forgot. These are hardcore anti-American brainwashed Nazi scum. They're lying to you and telling, that's not harsh terms for that. They're there lying to you, sending letters home, calling you, saying Junior is going to be thrown out, little Betty is going to be thrown out of school unless she takes this vaccine, unless he takes it. And they've got new ones they're trying to mandate every year, and the big pharma comes in and just finances the state governors and then put it on the list of mandatory vaccines. That means mandatory on their recommended list. Then they color of law engage in fraud. This is a government that doesn't just put sodium fluoride in your water, knowing it gives a sevenfold increase in bone cancer for men, threefold increase for women. This is a government that knowingly mines phosphate with radioactive isotopes at high levels and puts it in your water to give you cancer and sterilize you. Just like the federal government's been caught all over the world shooting people up with live syphilis, telling them it's a vaccine program. They love to target children. They love to murder children. They want to murder you and your family. Now, the mindless nurse or the mindless principal is just a bootlicking follower that does whatever they're told, and the teacher that doesn't do whatever they're told, they never become any type of administrator. The teacher that wants to teach and is a good, smart person, they stay low level and are basically harassed by the throng of communistic, brainwashed compliers. And the, I mean, why do you think the principals are getting paid 200, 300 grand a year? Why do you think school administrators, head of the school district, the superintendents in some cases are paid $500, $600, $700. I've seen cases $800,000. They're paid $800,000 because it feels good to go play golf at 3 o'clock. It feels good to live in a big mansion. It feels good to just be a yes man who doesn't even think about it and trains everybody how to lie and trains everybody how to get all the kids shot up. Remember what happened during the swine flu situation in 2009? We first started getting reports from listeners. It's like we got reports 8-9 months ago. They were sticking their hands down people's pants, and people couldn't believe it until it happened to one of my employees. Then reporters started coming out from TV, radio, print, saying it happened to me. Then TSA admitted they were doing it. First, they just lied and said they weren't, even though it was the policy. Again, a policy of deception. I just digressed off into TSA. What was the point I was talking about right before that? Yeah, well, I mean, I was giving one example how there's universal lying, and then I went back into TSA, and then I was going to go back and show the culture of lying in another area. Oh, the swine flu. So just like we got reports months and months before it was confirmed from listeners that they were sticking hands down pants universally, for those pulled aside for the expanded pat-downs that TSA admits is going to go to everyone soon. Just like, quote, everyone will be body scanned, as they told the Chicago Tribune again last year. It's a training process. It was the same thing. We got all these calls saying, listen, they shot my 6-year-old up with the swine flu and didn't even tell me. And then it showed up in Houston, and then it showed up in Georgia, and then it showed up in California. Unified fraud, where they would take your child in, even if you'd given them letters and orders not to vaccinate them, and they would shoot your child up with the dangerous H1N1 that increased Guillain-Barré, all sorts of neurological disorders, all sorts of problems on record. And every time they got caught, they said, gee, we're real sorry. We didn't look at the paperwork correctly. We didn't look at the paperwork correctly. We are so sorry that this happened. We just have to sit here and just shake our heads. We are so upset that we accidentally vaccinated your child. It was all a big accident. This is a government that has gone through the 310 million population and given people petty jobs in the system. And if they follow orders, and if they're stupid, and if they'll lie, and if they'll follow whatever they're told, they move up. Why, they can move up to U.S. Senator. They can move up to President. They can move up to CEO. If you'll play ball. And that's why the elite themselves are so delusional about things. Oh, we got rising radiation? Just raise the safe level. Oh, just tell parents they can't pack their kids' lunches anymore because we don't trust them. Oh, a warrantless checkpoints and Fourth Amendment? We don't need any.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
The government. government is too big. It's out of control. It's controlled by corrupt offshore corporations and banks who have openly stated they not only want to turn us into domesticated, dumbed-down slaves, that's only a means to an end to forcibly reduce world population. Japan only has 1.2 children for every two adults. They're dying. Italy has 1.2 children. England, 1.4. The United States is dying, except for the giant immigrant population coming in. The globalists are carrying out their program, and they are now moving against the third world as well. And people better wake up and realize this is not my opinion. And I want to tell the cops and the bureaucrats and the people out there, the corporate minions, the people that make up this power structure, you have been actuaried, you have been assessed, you've been compartmentalized, you've been psychologically typed. You are being basically maneuvered and put in by the engineers where they want you. You are under attack. You got that, cop? I mean, most cops, if you smart-mouth them in any way, you're lucky if you don't go to the hospital. But then the government can put poison in you and your children's water, and you love it because you're trained to accept the big boss is hurting you. You're trained to feel powerless. You are on the same side as the American people, whether you know it or not. To these TSA workers, well, we know most TSA workers only work there for about a year. They call them in. They say, do you have a problem with the radiation machines? Do you have a problem sticking your hands down people's pants? If you say yes, they pink slip you next pay period. And so they're creating a group of TSA people that will do anything. And when the TSA people try to say, no, we don't want to do this, they're fired. And so they end up only with either total idiots who don't understand what they're doing or very sadistic control freaks who like a job, grabbing Jesse Ventura's genitals, grabbing Ron Paul's crotch, sticking their hands down people's pants, doing this to little children. I mean, this is incredible. And it's about getting rid of our modesty, getting rid of our humanity. Well, I think the military all over the world, not just here, is trying for the last few decades to make men and women bunk together. Men and women use the same bathrooms. So you're in there in the head, sitting on the toilet right next to a woman. You're in the shower with women. They're trying to get rid of our basic humanity. They're trying to totally re-engineer us and break down the natural order so that we can be socially engineered. And they write countless textbooks and white papers for more than 150 years out of England about this social engineering to end the family as we know it. And now all over the country, they're saying, we're not going to allow homeschooling. We say so. Your child belongs to us. We're not going to allow you to pack your child a lunch, period. We're going to train your child to report on you in English class on federally funded computers that are being downloaded about what goes on in your home life. I was sent 13 years ago, and it's in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover, the internal documents out of major cities around the country, Kentucky and others, where the ATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, has six-month law enforcement classes in intermediate school, sixth, seventh grade. That's their favorite time. And we got the curricula. It's all over the country. And it's what's mommy and daddy doing? Guns are bad. And they've got a local sheriff or cop who's a federal deputy in there. And it says the officer will have access to the children during recess time and lunch. And they're in there taking your kids away from you. Look at Explorer Scouts, New York Times, trained to, quote, take on disgruntled veterans. Those 14-year-olds, that was 4 years ago, they're now 18. They're ready to kill.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.